From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth Radio program on this, your favorite radio station. And these days, we are studying the Great Commission. In fact, the series is entitled Reviewing the Great Commission, and I want to get into that in just a moment, but I want to mention that here at the Way of Truth Ministries and the Living Truth Broadcast, we don't ask you to send us a gift. We are thankful when people do that, but we believe that we've got this opportunity to share the Word of God with you on radio stations like this. Therefore, we ask you, if you appreciate this program as well as other programs that's on this station, send a love gift on a regular basis to this radio station. Because it's because of this station or the network with which this station is involved that you have the opportunity to get this program and other programs that God uses in your life. So I would encourage you to consider to give to this radio station on a regular basis that they might continue to bring the Word of God to you in music and good Bible teaching and so forth. You will be a blessing to the station owners, the station managers, the station operators if you give a gift to them on a regular basis, and you will be blessed by God in doing so. Well, this week we are looking at the Great Commission, and on Monday we defined the Great Commission. Yesterday we asked the question, when was the Great Commission given? Today I want to begin by just reading for you the various places the Great Commission is given in the Bible. Now, like I said on Monday, I believe that every Christian knows the Great Commission unless a person has just been saved. If you have just trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you may not understand the concept of the Great Commission. You may not have ever heard somebody talking about the Great Commission. But if you get yourself involved with a good Bible-believing local church, you will be hearing about the Great Commission. And so I think that every Christian, after they've been saved for a period of time, know what the Great Commission is. Many of you out there could probably quote the Great Commission from the Word of God. But whether you've just gotten saved and you really don't understand the Great Commission, or maybe you've been saved for quite some time and you do know the Great Commission, but you are not fulfilling it, you are not obeying it as you should, I just want to read directly to you from the pages of Scripture what Jesus Christ said in this Great Commission. And keep in mind that when we are talking about the Great Commission, we are talking about the divine command from the Lord Jesus to evangelize the world. And it is extended to all Christians and every local church to obey, to be actively involved with, and to endeavor to fulfill from the birth of the church in Acts chapter 2 until the redemption of the church in the rapture, as described in 1 Thessalonians 4. But what did Christ say? Well, let me highlight these five places where it's mentioned in the first five books of the New Testament. I'm going to read them without comment. First of all, we go to Matthew 28, 18 through 20, where it says this, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Are you obeying that command? Let's go to Mark. Let's go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16 and verse 15. Mark, chapter 16 and verse 15, where the Word of God says, "And he," that is Jesus, "said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Are you doing that? Are you obeying that? Let's go to the next passage where the Great Commission is given. That would be Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49. Luke 24, 45 through 49, where the Word of God says, "Then he," Christ, "opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Are you doing that? Are you preaching repentance and remission of sins in the name of Christ? That's what Jesus said to do. We go to the fourth place that the Great Commission is given, and that's in John chapter 20. The Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. John, chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, where it says this, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Very interesting verse to consider at some point. But Jesus gave them that great commission. He sent you. Are you going? Are you obeying? And then we go to the book of the Acts, not the Gospel of Acts, but the book of the Acts. And in verse 8 of chapter 1, we find these words. Again, Jesus is speaking. It says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Are you doing that? Are you witnessing concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ? And so, when you ask the question, where is the Great Commission recorded in Scripture? It's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. It's Mark 16 and verse 15. It's Luke chapter 24, verses 45 through 49. It is John chapter 20, verses 21 through 23. And then it is in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Now, the significant thing to note is that even though those are the places where the Great Commission is mentioned in the New Testament, when you read throughout the book of the Acts, and then when you read through the epistles of the New Testament, the book of the Acts and the epistles of the New Testament all speak of the principles and practices of the Great Commission. It shows how the early church spread the gospel. And as we mentioned yesterday in Colossians chapter 1, verses 6 and 23, we see that within about 30 to 35 years, everybody under heaven had heard the message of the gospel. Yes, the early church was actively involved in preaching the word of God. Now, that leads us to another question, which is this. Why was the Great Commission given? Why was it given? Jesus gave it. It was given to every Christian. It was given for every local church to be involved with. But why? Well, six reasons. Number one, to make Christ known to the lost. the Great Commission was given. Number two, to preach the gospel to the world, the Great Commission was given. Number three, to give people the opportunity to become saved, the Great Commission was given. Number four, to reconcile the world to God, the Great Commission was given. Number five, to reduce Satan's effect on the world, the Great Commission was given. And number six, to glorify God, the Great Commission was given. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I could give a whole series of messages on each one of those six reasons why the Great Commission was given. Because it's filled with rich information on why Jesus gave this commission. He didn't give the commission just so the church would have something to do. He gave the Great Commission so that the world could hear the Word of God, could hear the gospel. And by hearing the gospel, trust Jesus Christ as Savior. So as we come to the end of this program today, I ask you once again, as an individual Christian, are you actively involved in the Great Commission? Can you say, yes, I am? Or can you say, well, not very much, Pastor Gary? Well, friend, I want to remind you that if you are a Christian and you're not involved in fulfilling the Great Commission, you're sinning against God. It's a command, so get involved with it. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to talk about the Great Commission and how the Great Commission is fulfilled. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.